Between 2003 and 2011, nearly 500,000 people died during the Iraq War. That does not include U.S. soldiers. That's according to a new study from four universities, including the University of Washington. Researchers looked at Iraqi deaths that resulted directly from violence and nonviolent deaths that were war-related. Researchers say their findings show that for every three people killed by violence in the Iraq War, two more died because of collapsed infrastructure. Amy Hagopian with the University of Washington was the study's lead author. She says about half of the deaths were cardiovascular. Stress is one reason, but more so, she says, is just the failure of the system to respond to people when they have a heart attack.
People couldn't use phones to call for help. They couldn't use transportation systems to get to help. When they got to hospitals, they were flooded with victims of violence and not very serviceable. So for lots of reasons, war is very hard on the public's health.
The study looked at mortality and compared what society would go through during times of peace versus war. Hagopian believes the nearly 500,000 death estimate is low, as she spoke in yesterday's KUOW's The Record.